From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios is Esme Patterson, whose latest release is called We Were Wild. That one came out in 2016 on Grand Jury Records. EsmePatterson.com is the website for information. Esme, hello. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You are now the second Patterson sister that I've had an opportunity to have here in our studios. Your sister, Jenny, Genevieve, was here with the band Paper Bird not that long ago.
Well, that's an honor indeed.
We're glad to have the rest of the family. We Were Wild is your third solo record, right?
Technically, yes.
And the first couple, if I understand the chronology of how these were done, were projects that you were working on while you were still a member of that band I mentioned, Paper Bird.
Yes, that's true.
This one, though, is your first out away from that group. And a new take in the studio, a bigger sound, more experimentation that I'll touch on here in just a bit with you. I want to go back in time a little bit. You have described, because of course we know Paper Bird and the years that you spent in that band, and you've described that style of music, that sort of folk pop crossover music, as being somewhat outside your natural comfort zone musically.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a comfort zone issue. It was just that that was never the music that I was really inspired by and excited about.
What kind of music did you
turn you on? But the music that I kind of naturally gravitated to was more like soul music and R&B and classical and jazz. And my interest was never really captured by folk music until I somehow ended up in a folk band and was surrounded by it and found lots of wonderful aspects of it that will stay with me and records I will listen to forever, and some aspects of it that I continue to dislike.
Yeah, yeah. Was it a difficult choice to split ways and go your own direction with your own unique individual sound?
It was actually really easy for me because by the time I had started making my second record, I was starting to get some success from some things I had done, and they were frustrated by that and asked me to make a choice between my solo project and the band. And so I agree. It was an easy choice for me to choose my solo project because, you know, they're my songs and I believe in my songs. And, you know, no one really wants to be at a party that they don't want you there.
Probably a little added difficulty with a sibling behind, right?
We're good, though.
Did that get a little sticky?
Well, that's, you know, personal with my family. Yeah. But it's inevitably difficult being in a band with other human beings. And I have love for my sister and for that band and the times that we had together. And, you know, everything's ends and most things end badly, but life keeps going. And I respect all of them and care about all of them, and I think we're all happy that we're where we are now, but, you know, it's always messy. It's never pretty.
Yeah.
When you're passionate and you care about things.
Well, speaking of a band, you've got a four-piece band in here. Who do you have helping you out today?
On bass with me on tour is Jeremy Averett. Alex Koshak is playing drums. Jake Miller is playing lead guitar.
Hello to all of you. The new record is called We Were Wild, Grand Jury Records. EsmePatterson.com is the web address to go for information. Esme Patterson is my guest live today on JPR. What do you guys want to play first?
This first song is called Wantin' Ain't Gettin'. Thank you.
That is Esme Patterson and her band live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Waitin' Ain't Gettin' comes from the record We Were Wild out in 2016. Esme, before the tune, you mentioned some of the things that you had been doing that had been generating a little bit of success. One of those, of course, is a song that ended up being kind of a hit, Dearly Departed, a song that you did with Shaky Graves that we played quite a bit here at JPR. How did that project come together? And was it a surprise to you to see how well that song ended up doing?
It was definitely a surprise. any success that any of my songs have had is always a pleasant surprise. But I would make music whether anyone ever listened to it or not, I suppose. But Shaky Graves had opened for Paper Bird on a tour, and he was having a hard time finishing his album and hadn't written the songs that he felt should be kind of at the forefront of it yet, and asked for my help. And I helped him write three songs for that album and sang on the record with him. It was a huge surprise, and it was really exciting, honestly.
Mm. Well, success shouldn't be surprising at this point. With three solo records out, they seem to be doing all pretty well. You have relocated now a couple of times, right? Moved from Denver to Portland, mm-hmm. and have talked about how you are a songwriter who is affected by your geographic surroundings. But now you've moved away from Portland?
I'm back in Denver.
You're back? Mm-hmm. So what did Portland do for you? What did it do to you musically?
Well, I played with a whole different group of musicians, and I feel like the weather being what it is as a change from Colorado, which is sunny all the time, going to a place where the weather forces introspection a little bit more. you have to go inside and stay dry, which I really enjoyed. And it was, I felt like my music took on a new dimension of introspection and reflection to it, and maybe a bit of like a darkness to it as well that I hadn't explored as much in sunny Colorado. Mm. So I'm really looking forward to going back home and making a sunnier record.
Yeah.
Now, for are my you next a, one.
Are you a winter fan? Are you a skier or
a
snowboarder,
yeah.
all that sort of stuff? Mm-hmm. So were you more productive then in Portland because you, by the purpose of the weather, spent more time indoors?
I'm always productive.
Yeah?
It's a problem.
Even with nice sunny days, wanting mm-hmm. to get outside?
Oh, I don't like summer. That's my least favorite season.
How come?
Because I would rather be working, and it's too hot outside to work too much in summer.
Well, let's hear some more of your work. What do you guys want to do next?
The next song is called No River, and I guess that's on topic with being about a human being, and that's a beautiful thing, being human being, but it's also terrifying and challenging.
It's Esme Patterson, live on Jefferson Public Radio. Thank you. Such a cool tune. That is called No River. It's Esme Patterson playing live today with her band here on Jefferson Public Radio. That one comes from the record We Were Wild. EsmePatterson.com is the website. We talked up at the top about how this new record came together and that you had discovered or had been exposed to some new sounds and new techniques and things in the studio that were not necessarily road ready. Things that you then had to try to recreate in order to take a semblance of that record out on tour. What was that process like? And what were those things that happened in the studio?
Well, there were several kind of different stages of making the last album in which every opportunity to learn, almost everyone, often comes from a mistake for me. So when I make a mistake, I try to stop and examine it and move forward and learn from it. And I am... I kind of almost enjoy making them. So I had done a few choices in process where I took the sounds. I learned how to take a lot of the sounds and process them and run them through guitar pedals, which was something I hadn't used before. And we made a lot of the sounds on the record, my producer and I, Adam Thompson. And when I had took the record out on tour, I had never used guitar pedals in my life, and I didn't know how to even produce those sounds live, so I had to do a focused guitar pedal clinic, kind of, before we went out on the road, and have been learning a lot about it in the last couple of tours since we put this record out, and it's been a really exciting journey for me, but it was a bit of a... challenge I set myself, I suppose, that we had so much fun in the studio and you kind of try not to limit yourself and make all the sounds you want to make, and then the next project of trying to actually reproduce all of those sounds in a live setting with four people can be a bit of a puzzle, but yeah. It's been really a fun process for us, actually.
Well, it must be going okay because you're up to a half dozen or so on the pedal board now.
I'm hooked. What can I say? I was trying to get around it, but I am.
Well, after years of being in a collaborative group with multiple songwriters, multiple singers, you then started to put together your own group. And what was that process like of being able to pick the people that you wanted supporting you and your vision for music?
That's always difficult. It's hard to find people who... believe in your vision, and at the same time, I choose the people in my band because I like their style and I like the way they play music and the way that they think about it. And so I like each individual person to be themselves, too. I don't expect, you know, blind devotion. That wouldn't be any fun. But balancing personalities can be tricky sometimes, and we've had people come and go. As with anything in life, expect anything to stay the same forever. And the way that I play music is I just kind of roll with it and see what happens. And every dynamic of people is a little bit different, and there are different things that are possible and different limitations. And so it's a process, and it's an ongoing process. But I feel really grateful and lucky to have had all the amazing musicians that have chosen to play my tunes over the years. It's really a huge compliment that when someone else, you know, sacrifices their time and energy to play your songs, you know, it blows my mind. And I'm just, at the end of the day, I'm grateful.
You have talked at times in interviews over the years about how that focus of you being the center point in the middle of the stage, fronting a band, singing your own songs, performing in front of crowds, can run in opposition to your natural personality of not really wanting to be that person in the spotlight. Is that changing and shifting the more that you do it, the more success that you find with your own solo records now?
No, it's become way more exaggerated.
Really?
I'm just I don't know.
So many photos that I found of you online performing on stage have you in creative wigs and things like that. Is uh-huh. Are those outside affects that help in some way for you to maybe find a persona to inhabit while you're up there on stage in front of people to lessen that? I don't know if it's nervousness or just a discomfort.
Well, it's not discomfort. It's not coming from any sort of lack within me. The idea is more that what I'm doing is a public experience, and who I am as a person, sitting in this room speaking to you right now, having, you know, not really taking a shower, or, you know, not wearing any makeup. I am a person that most people, when they come to my show, may meet me for a moment, perhaps, but what they interact with on the stage is not... doesn't necessarily have to do with who I am as a person. I feel that in my songs, I'm embodying ideas that are more than just me or more than just one other person. And there is a fantastical aspect to the performer where it can be kind of, there can be negative aspects to the same thing, but you do kind of become a symbol or a sort of... fantasized version of a person, rather it's an objectified thing, which I don't think objectification is always bad. It's really has to do with your intention in translating something into a symbol. But sometimes these symbols can be powerful and good, and I am dressing up to kind of become this every woman, this any female, this any feminine presence to kind of hold a big umbrella over that and include everyone in that, and rather than standing up there and being my actual self, which is a more specific person, and who I am doesn't include everyone else, you know. But on stage, that persona, I'm hoping that people can forget about me as a person and them as a person, and just remember the ways that we're similar, and that remember the things that we feel and share together, and that it's a bigger thing than being one person. Mm. And that's the idea. It's not coming from being afraid or shy, though I am who I am as a person in my life is different than the person that I represent on stage. Yeah. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm thrilled that you had a few moments to share and to spend with us.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. Esme Patterson is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The record is called We Were Wild, and it is out on Grand Jury Records. EsmePatterson.com is the website for information. She's here with her full band, and you guys have one more tune for us, yeah?
Yes, this last song is called The Moth Song.
That is Esme Patterson and her band, The Moth Song. That is from We Were Wild, the new record out on Grand Jury. Esme Patterson is my guest today live here on JPR. Information is at esmepatterson.com. Esme, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks so much for having us. It was a lot of fun.